This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week on the Wednesday Talk Show, we are pleased to have Patty Fisher and Tom Franzen from St. Francis Hospital. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Great. Thank you, Tobin.
We are here to welcome Patty to Montgomery County. Patty, you are the new CEO of St. Francis Hospital. First off, tell us a little bit about yourself for those that don't know.
Well, thank you very much. I'd love to. I actually am from Illinois originally, Alton, and I'm a nurse by training. Worked in St. Louis for a while, moved to Florida, and then in the early 90s moved my family back and started at St. Anthony's Health Center in Alton, Illinois. I was in the cardiology department, and I went back to school and got an MBA and moved up somewhat in the management at St. Anthony's, did several different things, including physician practices and operations on the service line side of things. Then I actually have four children. We have four children, and our youngest just graduated high school in May, and at that time we decided we might look around and see what other options are available. And my husband and I were actually very fortunate to be able to have this opportunity at St. Francis and be able to move here to the community. So hopefully by next week we'll be in our new house and be a part of Litchfield community.
And it's a pleasure to have you here, and congratulations on the job. And Tom, you're part of the board at St. Francis Hospital that went through the hiring process to bring Patty here. Tell us a little bit about what you can about the hiring process, because I know this probably was not an easy interviewing process. It was very detailed, wasn't it?
It was incredibly detailed, Tobin. HSHS actually started the process, and we had no idea that we had a more than qualified candidate living in the area. But we actually received over 400 inquiries for the position as it was posted here. It was a national search. There were over 160 CVs reviewed, and that was narrowed down to seven or eight candidates. We saw the resumes, and there were a number of interviews conducted. We narrowed it down to two people, and of course, as you know, and the reason we're here today, Patty was our choice, and we couldn't be happier having her here, and we know she's going to be a tremendous asset not only to St. Francis, but to the HSHS system and to the area as well. She's already involved in community affairs, and We're thrilled to death.
And that's one thing, Patty, you brought up during your press conference or introductory conference, is that you would like to be associated with the community and out and about with the community. And that, and talk with us a little bit about that, because that's very important to see the CEO out and about in Litchfield, and you're one of them almost, isn't it?
Yes, and that's very important to me as well. So currently, this is my fourth week on the job, and a couple weeks ago, I met with the Rotary on Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. and told them a little bit about myself, talked a little bit about the hospital as well, and they were very warm and welcoming, and I was very grateful for the opportunity to do that. In addition, I met with the chief of police yesterday, went to the to his office and saw the jail cell. And like I told Tom, it is the first time I've ever seen a jail cell, so that's probably something that people are happy about. But he was very gracious and seems like a very committed person, and he works closely. He and his officers work closely with the hospital, and we're very grateful for that as well. In addition, we have some other meetings lined up for me. I think there's an economic development board. And then on Friday, there was a golf tournament for the Chamber of Commerce. And initially they asked if I wanted to golf. And I said, it's not that I don't golf, but I really can't golf. And no one would want me on their team. So I helped register people. And actually that was a very nice event. And I got to meet quite a few people that I hadn't met. I've had some dinner with a few community members as well, and I'm looking forward to some other opportunities that will be coming up shortly.
One of the things I think, and Tom, you can probably back me up on this, about the Litchfield area and even Montgomery County, it's very supportive of one another. There's time and time again, Litchfield, Hoop for Hunter, Keep the Faith.
Absolutely.
How much money that those two groups have made is unbelievable. The Montgomery County Cancer Association, the money they raise. This is a very giving and very loving community that you're now a part of.
Mm-hmm. And I'm finding that. We've had two capital campaigns at St. Francis over the recent past. One was the Ambulatory Surgery Center and then also the Emergency Department. And I was truly amazed to see the generosity and giving of a community this size for projects that large. And that really tells you something about the community and their commitment to local businesses and hospitals and healthcare too.
What are your plans now for the 1 month in for the hospital? I mean, obviously you're still getting your feet kind of wet and learning where things are at and what's going on. What is your plans for the hospital?
Well, first and foremost, I want to make sure that things that are going well continue to go well. The hospital is stable from a financial point of view right now. We also have great quality scores, quality outcomes for our patients. And I think that the mission of the organization is key. The sisters have a long tradition of service in this area, came in 1875, and I really see that on a daily basis inside the hospital, and I want to make sure that I can help support that and that continues. I think the emphasis that we're going to have going forward is really around patient satisfaction and excellent service. And although our scores, which we have, you know, is transparent, the scores for patient satisfaction and excellent service are good, they're not the best. And what we want to be is the best. We want to be the best critical access hospital in the country. And what we really need to strive for is excellent care for every patient, every day, every time. And I think that we can do it because we've got great people there. Everybody I've come in contact wants to do a good job. And it's just a matter of us all focusing in the same direction.
And one good thing, you look at St. Francis and all the construction that has happened on the campus. It's a totally different looking campus now than what it was when I first started here 12 years ago. But the board, and Tom, you can justify this, has done a fairly decent job of making sure the birth center's top-notch, up-to-date. The surgery center, top-notch and up-to-date. You guys have done a pretty good job of making sure that the needs and technology is met.
Tobin, we have. There's no question about that. We've just spent almost $12 million on the new surgical facility. The OB area has been totally remodeled. I would certainly encourage ladies that are going to be having babies to come and look at that facility. It is truly state of the art. But all that being said, and I've said this to our staff many times, the hospital is just what you said. It's a beautiful facility, but it's bricks and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
What makes St. Francis so strong are the people that are inside the walls caring for patients, the colleagues. When you round in that hospital, you will see many people that have been there 20, 25, 30. Talked to a lady the other day that was getting ready to retire, and she'd been there over 40 years. What makes any facility great are the people inside that facility, and we have a tremendous, tremendous staff.
And that says something right there. 40 years mm-hmm. at one location with not an inkling of moving or going somewhere else. That says something right there.
It does indeed. And we have many, many long-term colleagues that, quality, safety, patient care are their number one goals.
And the other thing is, and we talked about this before we went on the air today, you look at the surrounding hospitals here, Hillsborough area has done a tremendous job of revamping their facilities. Staunton's going through the same process as we mentioned right now. Carlinville's got an... You've got to keep up, because if you don't, then you could be in trouble. And absolutely. And you guys have been on the cusp of that.
Absolutely.
Making sure everything is top notch, ready to go, make sure service is top notch and ready to go. And that's key.
It is key. And that's one of the things that attracted me to the organization as well. And in fact, we just put in a brand new MRI. I think we're waiting for a state inspection. But it is a state-of-the-art MRI. And we'll be able to do things that some of even larger community hospitals don't do. For instance, we'll be able to do breast MRI. We were interviewing a surgeon who came through last week, and he was very impressed that we had that capability, because that's kind of the new standard of care for some women who have abnormal mammographies is to have a breast MRI. And now they can have that done right here in this community, and they don't have to drive to Springfield. And I think that's really what we want to do and focus on, is delivering care that we can deliver here in this community that we're very good at. And then when needed, we'll help facilitate care in Springfield and or St. Louis, depending on the need. But there's no reason why people have to go anywhere but St. Francis for their day-to-day needs in healthcare.
Talk a little bit, what are the challenges you're seeing right now at the hospital? Is it maybe doctor retention or bringing in doctors to handle certain, I guess, cases at the hospital? What are the challenges?
Actually, we have we're very fortunate to have two strong physician groups, McCoupin Family Practice and Litchfield Family Practice Center, who have both of those practices have very good primary care doctors, family practitioners that do a fairly wide gamut of services. So that's really a benefit to the hospital, and because of that, it allows us to focus on some other needs that we may have. Currently, we are looking for an additional surgeon to provide services for general surgery in our facility. We, in addition, have our own orthopedic surgeon, which is really amazing to have somebody like that in this small organization. And in addition, which I've talked about this before, but I don't think people realize, we have our own anesthesiologist too. So anesthesia services can be provided by an anesthesiologist and or a CRNA, which is a certified registered nurse anesthetist. And some small facilities only have CRNAs. But we're fortunate to have Dr. De La Cruz and then three CRNAs who work with him. And that sometimes is a real attribute when you're looking to recruit doctors who perform surgery into the area. So that's a benefit that we have as well. We do have quite a wide array of services from specialists that come down from Springfield. And that's helpful. We would wish that they did more things here in Litchfield and St. Francis, but we'll work on that.
And of course, one thing you made mention during your introductory press outing about networking with Hillsboro, Carlinville, Staunton, so that way in the event, let's say we mentioned the double-decker bus accident where multiple hospitals are needed, at least there's a hand out there to help one another out to prevent a tragedy from being worse. And I think that's key, especially in this area.
Oh, I would agree wholeheartedly. Actually, I am a member, the hospital is a member of ICANN, it's called, which is the Illinois Critical Access Hospital Network. Mm-hmm. And it's all the critical access hospitals in the state of Illinois. I think there's a little bit more than 50. And we almost get daily emails, actually, on things that, resources that are available, and also just questions that they'll have in terms of what kind of health insurance do you have at your facility, or what sort of, you know, there's a new IDPH regulation coming up, how have people handled that? And that seems to be really something that's very beneficial. I've met over the phone with the executive director, Pat Scow is her name, and we had a nice conversation, and she kind of brought me up to date in terms of the resources that they provide. But in addition, planning going forward, I want to meet with the area CEOs of each one of those facilities to understand, you know, the relationships and the opportunities to work together. Tomorrow I meet with the medical director of the emergency department, mm-hmm. and I think I'll get a better understanding, too, of how the emergency departments and emergency response work together, too, because that's key, especially when you talk about in a disaster situation. You really need to have those emergency services working in sync and together so that we can adequately take care of patients.
Yeah, it's almost like the city, the hospital, and the whole gamut has to work together.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the fire department, you know, they have to deal with the double tracks.
Oh, we have to work together. We have to be a team. And that's key because nobody can do it all by themselves. And what I'm most impressed by is just the commitment of the leaders in this town who mm-hmm. really care not only about the town, the hospital, the people, but the vibrancy of the community and the future. So that's a really good thing, and I'm looking forward to working together.
We've got a couple minutes left on the program here. Patty, let's talk a little bit the medical industry in general. And my mom's been a nurse practitioner for many years. She's been in a hospital setting. The medical industry has changed tremendously over the years, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. Where do you want me to start and stop?
I don't care. Go ahead. I mean, it's no longer handwriting things. Everyone's got an iPad. I mean, it's just... Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, from electronic perspective, it's in their stages of changing. And the key to that, and the reason why that's so important, is so that A, you don't duplicate services, and B, you have the information you need to treat and take care of the patient at the time of service. There are so many times that a patient will come into the emergency room, for instance, and the doctor is kind of operating blind, mm-hmm. for lack of a better term, because they only know what about the patient from the history of the patient or the family. And I know from my family members and some when they get sick that they don't always have a list of medications. They don't even remember all of their surgeries, mm-hmm. and especially if you're in an emergency situation. So to have a fully implemented and integrated medical record that is the patient's is just going to really move us light years ahead, I think, in medical care and care for people at large. And then the other piece that's really happening that's changing things is the whole payment methodology. And that's moving quicker than a lot of people thought, but it's still a relatively small portion of the total reimbursement. So what the Medicare has done, and several of the big insurance players, is instead of paying physicians and hospitals for what they do to the patient, they're mm-hmm. paying them for how well they keep them healthy. And it's called population management. And they're only about, probably last I saw, 6% of the reimbursement that comes from Medicare is dedicated to this sort of payment model. But that is a whole mind shift in terms of how we as hospitals operate on a daily basis, and also how physicians and nurse practitioners will operate and take care of patients.
Tobin, as we think of the Patient Protection Affordable Care Act, aka Obamacare, if there's one good thing that has come from that act, it is value-based reimbursement. And as Patty said, you're not reimbursed now based on volume. You're reimbursed on outcome. You're penalized for things like readmissions, surgical site infections, mm-hmm. things mm-hmm. of that sort. But when you talk about critical areas facing healthcare today, the administration of that law moving forward is going to be the 900-pound gorilla in the room for everyone. So we'll have to wait until 2016 and see what happens there. But yeah, that's difficult as well.
We'll have to wait maybe when the new Congress gets in and see what happens with Obamacare, because I think that's an issue. And that's a whole different story. That's a whole different show we can possibly do.
Several shows.
Probably. But, I mean, and you look at the overall picture here, you're seeing more high school students interested in the medical industry. Mm-hmm. And if you could tap into that a little bit and talk with Litchfield High School about getting some seniors interested in the medical field, that's got to help out in the long run, especially when you look at an area where they're trying to keep the kids here instead of moving.
Mm-hmm. That's a great opportunity. Down in Alton, we did one day out of the year where we would have interested high school sophomore, juniors, and seniors spend a whole day with somebody in the hospital. And so depending on their interest, you know, some people went at marketing. Those people who faint at the sight of blood would prefer the marketing side. But others were nurses, doctors, X-ray techs, lab techs, and it was something that I think was very beneficial for the students to get an idea of really what is happening inside the hospital. And I'd be very open to working with school district and doing something like that.
Absolutely. And Tom, you and I both know that's been the goal for this area a long time. The kids graduate here, but they don't necessarily stay here.
Unquestionably. We have nursing students from Lincoln Land and from Lewis and Clark rotate through the hospital on a regular basis, which is a great thing. We hope they come back to work at the various facilities here in the WSMI listening area, especially St. Francis.
Absolutely. Tom, Patty, it's always a pleasure, and we're out of time. And I do appreciate your time coming in and talking with us. Patty, congratulations again, and best of luck as you head St. Francis and moving forward. And I do appreciate your time, and I'd love to have you back on the program again sometime down the road.
I'd love to. Thanks a lot, Tobin.
And that's going to do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guests this week, Patty Fisher and Tom Franzen from St. Francis Hospital. Coming up next week, Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce will be here. So until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.